beloved listeners, welcome to Grace Life Komi Podcast, brought to you by the publication arm of Chimdi Ohuna Ministry International Komi. Our vision is to empower individuals to reach full spiritual completeness in God through the insightful teaching and preaching of the Word of God. The Grace Life Komi Podcast offers every believer a continuous stream of fresh, simple, yet deeply impactful teaching episodes that engender the revelation light of Christ Jesus. Our objective is to motivate and uplift individuals through the provision of enlightening content that facilitates a profound exploration of faith. Grace Life Komi Podcast is dedicated to fostering a beneficial impact on the lives of our audience, aiming to positively transform their spiritual journey and enhance their connection with faith. Chimdi and Funke Ohuna delivers teachings that aim to illuminate the profound truth and significance of the person and the work of Christ, providing essential guidance and instruction for nurturing and developing believers in their relationship with Christ. We urge you to remain connected to the Grace Life Komi Podcast and engage with us, a platform where believers can immerse themselves in teachings, cultivate knowledge, and form connections with like-minded seekers of Christ Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Grace to you. Jesus is Lord. Celebrate the King of Glory for bringing us even to the end of the second week of Word Explosion.
Hallelujah.
We've been moving and growing in light. Hallelujah.
Amen.
On the last episode, we understood what, you know, another aspect of being personal with God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And we understood that John the Baptist got a personal revelation from God in the sense that it was, you know, who Jesus as a light was carried on between God and John the Baptist directly.
Yeah.
There was no indirect involvement in, you know, the revelation of who the Messiah was going to be. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And we also understood that we get Father from the Father when we seek indirect means of hearing from the Father.
Exactly.
This has been what has occurred over the ages. And since Jesus came, there is no need to look for an indirect means to get to the Father.
Exactly.
And so we are encouraged to come closer instead of getting farther from the Father. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
And we understood that as new creations, God is our reward. In the real sense, we are the one that owe Him.
Exactly.
Stop looking for God to reward you for the little bitty service you know you are rendering in His kingdom.
Yeah.
He is your reward. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we ended on the notes that we must understand God's original idea and always operate with them. Okay, we are to hide God's word in our hearts, and from the storage of God's word in our hearts, God speaks to us by time. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So we are moving forward into today's session, and I trust God that we are going to be having another awesome time in His word. To begin with, let's have a word of prayer.
Abba Father, we bless and appreciate you.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, sweet Holy Spirit, we glorify you. Jesus, dear Jesus, we want to be adoring you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for another time of fellowship.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we trust you today that we shall have a glorious time. Our life shall be blessed. Your words shall transform us today again. To you be all the glory and praise forever.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah to Jesus.
Amen.
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 All right, so looking at the last word used by the Merriam-Webster dictionary, we got from the Merriam-Webster dictionary to explain personal. Quite a lot of words are used, but these are the words that I based on, you know, the understanding of God's word and the revelation of the Holy Spirit, you know, saw as more applicable to the context we are dealing with. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
Because like we know, when you are studying, you must study in context. Praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah to Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. And so we're looking at the meaning, which is being rational and self-conscious. Praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
All right, so when the Bible says that John the Baptist was a personal witness, it means that he was a rational and self-conscious witness. Amen to Jesus. Yeah, so it makes us understand that rationalism cannot be removed from our presence with God. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes.
Now, more often than not, we discover that over the time, it looked as though when Christians came to church, they left their rational ability at home and came to church irrational. And that's why I see a lot of things happening in church that you wonder how they are happening and why they are happening. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
You see the abuse, you see the misuse, you see the oppression, deprivation, and the list goes on. And you wonder how people could be so dehumanized when they are meant to be rational beings. It's because some of the times Christians have been brainwashed to believe that when we come to church, we lose our rationality. Are you getting what I'm saying? But that is not the truth. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
Like for example, the faith of God communicates to our human faith before salvation is received. Yeah, praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
So the faith of God does not, you know, just come straight and that is all. Because with the Bible says, with the heart man believes, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Are you get what I'm saying? The heart is the center of everything, which is the spirit man of the man. Are you get what I'm saying? Praise God forevermore. That's majorly when the word heart is used in the Bible, especially in the New Testament, it has to do with the center, the core, which is the spirit. But in the Old Testament, there were one or two occasions where the word heart was used for the mind. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes.
And when the Bible says the heart of man is deceitful and desperately wicked, who can know it except the Lord? Are we together?
Yes.
I was talking about the mind. Praise God forevermore. And so it makes us understand that there is a place for the for our mind, our rationalism. When the spirit of God communicates faith to our human faith, it receives it, and then what happens? It can be able to what? Confess it. Praise the Lord forevermore.
Hallelujah.
So the human faith is still very much important, though it is limited. Are you getting what I'm saying? There's a limit to which you can go. Living on the human faith is highly limited. We must live on God's faith, but it's needed. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
And our senses are also very useful, though we don't live on our senses. We live as believers and lawyers. We live by faith. We don't live by the senses. We live by faith. But that notwithstanding, the senses are still very important. They are still very much needed. Are we together?
Mm.
All right. So God is a rational being. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes.
That is why he can think. Are you getting me? And so we all also have to be rational beings as new creatures. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
Now, in the beginning, God had fellowship with man. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
God has fellowship with man. And this is seen in the voice of God that walked in the Garden of Eden. Genesis chapter 3 verse 8. Let's go over it again. Genesis chapter 3 verse 8. Very important. Let's read it again.
3 and verse 8.
Yeah.
It says, and they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden.
All right. Now we can see that the voice of the Lord walked in the Garden of Eden. Praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
Like we've always said, the voice there is the Hebrew word "kol." It means voice. It means sound. Are we together? Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah to Jesus.
Amen.
And so for the voice of the Lord to walk, for the sound of the Lord. I know that when voice moves, it makes sense when there are words in it. Are you getting what I'm saying? And it's about as the voice of the Lord walked, what happened? A conversation ensued between God and what? And Adam and Eve. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
And so the voice of the Lord is not just an empty sound. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Mm.
It's the sound of the spirit and the sound of the world.
Mm.
Are we together? And that's why by the moving, walking voice of God, God can communicate with man. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
Praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah to Jesus.
Amen.
Now, we see that this voice led into a conversation between God and mankind. Now, this makes us understand that God could reason with man, and man could rationalize the voice and the word of God in the Garden of Eden. Because for a conversation to go on between God and man, it meant that God could reason with man, and man could rationalize the voice and the word of God. Man could rationalize it. Man could understand it. Are you getting what I'm saying? It was not. It was not vague. It was not a what they call it.
Coded.
Coded. Praise God forevermore. It was not hidden. It was not a mysterion. Not a mystery. Are you getting what I'm saying? It was plain for man to understand. That was God's way of communication with man in the beginning, and it's anti-God for us to quote God from men. You see, if we look through church history, we discover that after the first church, as the church began to metamorphose and evolve, we discover that the church leaders always wanted to quote and hide God from man. So what were they doing? They were making the Bible in a way, the Bible was written in languages that the everyday man could not
understand.
It's only the church leaders that could understand it. And so we thank God for Wycliffe sat up and he began to break down this Bible to the everyday language that the layman can understand. And it caused a serious revival and a serious stir in his time. Amen to Jesus. Why?
Amen.
Because Wycliffe said the Bible is for everyone. So why should it be used by only a selected few?
Mm.
When God is coded, it is not God. God was not coded in his words to Adam. God does not want to be coded now.
Mm.
God wants to be what? Made plain.
Mm.
That's what the Bible says in Habakkuk chapter 3, 2 verse 2 and 3 says, write a vision. Make it plain on tables, that they that read my wrong.
Mm.
Write it, make it plain. The word of God is always meant to be plain. God speaks in plain terms, conversant with the average man. While Jesus walked the face of the earth, he spoke in Aramaic, which is vernacular Hebrew, plain words that people could understand. If Jesus was not speaking Aramaic, how would Peter understand him? The illiterate Peter. How will you understand him? Are we together?
Yes.
How will you understand him? Peter, James, John, Andrew, all fishermen. How will you understand Jesus? Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yeah.
God was not coded in the beginning. God does not want to be coded by men.
Yes.
Are you getting what I'm saying?
Mm.
And so every attempt to code God moves from relationship to cultism.
Mm.
It's as simple as that. Every attempt to code God moves from relationship to what? To cultism. And that is why a lot of people are beginning to move from the relationship of, you know, between God and man that Jesus established into scepticism and cultism unknown to them. Are you getting what I'm saying? God speaks in plain terms. Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah to Jesus.
Amen.
Now, so God could reason with man and man could rationalize God. This was so even immediately after man sinned, as we see in Genesis 3 verse 8. Man has sinned, and yet man could still what? Rationalize and understand what God was saying. Immediately after sin, man could still understand. That means before sin, man was rationalizing the words of God. Immediately after sin, he could still rationalize the word of God. That is the reason why the Holy Spirit can reprove the word of sin, righteousness, and judgment.
Yes.
Because immediately after sin, man could still rationalize the word of God. Yes, after then, God was no longer speaking to man. Man had to use sign language to talk to God with sacrifices and offerings. Are you getting what I'm saying? Amen. But remember Cain, when King Abel and God began to speak to him, Cain could still what? Rationalize the voice of God. And he could talk back to God. It makes us understand that even the sinner can rationalize the voice of God.
Mm.
But just that, his sin has prevented him from hearing the voice of God.
Mm. So there's a place for rationalizing.
Yeah.
And there's a place for hearing.
Exactly.
So what is the relationship with rationalizing and hearing? So if I can rationalize and I can't hear, then I suffer.
Exactly.
Right? So I'm on a better side if I have the ability to hear.
Yeah.
And then I can rationalize the word.
Yeah.
So that's the advantage the believer has over
exactly,
the unbeliever.
Exactly. The unbeliever is deaf to the word of God. He's deaf. Bible says if they be blind, they be blind because of God of this world. If our gospel be hid, it be hid to them who are blind.
Mm.
Who the God of this world has blinded their eyes, that they shall not come to the glorious knowledge of our Lord Jesus.
Mm.
So he has blinded their eyes, he has deafened their ears. It's not that they cannot rationalize, but just that they cannot hear. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes.
They cannot hear. Praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah to Jesus.
Amen.
And so it makes us that's the reason why the Holy Spirit can reprove the word. Second, because there's still a part in man. There's still the rationalizing ability in man. That's why I see that rationalizing ability in man is actually in his conscience. It's in his conscience. Are you getting what I'm saying? It's in his conscience. You know, before the law, they lived in the era of conscience, and conscience was God's way of talking to man before the law came. When the law came, the law became God's way of talking to man. But thank God for Jesus, the grace of God. The grace of God is God's way of talking to man now. Are you getting what I'm saying? And so that conscience is the rationality in man towards the voice of God. And I said that's so put their conscience pricks them. I was talking to a blessed brother, you know, he has gone to be with the Lord, and he was telling me, we were talking, and he was like, you see, even the unbelievers said the reason why I see them play loud music and play loud music, he said, because their conscience is still judging them. We don't see in their community, their conscience, and they are trying to silence the voice of their conscience. Say, but the thing is still shouting loud back. So the more they increase the music, the more the conscience increases its volume, and there becomes a confusion.
You take alcohol, you will soon become sober. And the voice
will come back. You go high on drugs, the person becomes sober after a while again. The voice comes back. The voice of the conscience is God, is man's ability to rationalize God's voice. Sin did not remove it. I get what I'm saying?
Yes.
But sin blocks the ears of man. Simple. You cannot remove it. But sin blocks the ears of man, because it is in the conscience, it is in the soul. Are we together?
Yes.
Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
Praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
So, we understand that if man could rationalize the words of God immediately after sin, it means that he could do that before he sinned against God. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
Man could rationalize the word of God because he was made in the image and likeness of God.
Mm-hmm.
And God breathed his very own self and spirit into man after he formed him. Genesis 1:27.
It says, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them.
Yeah. And then Genesis 2:7.
Genesis 2:7 says, and God, the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul.
Hallelujah to Jesus.
Amen.
So you see, man could do what? Could rationalize the word of God, because he was what? Made in the image of God, the likeness of God, and was formed by God. And God breathed himself into man. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes.
Praise God forevermore.
Amen.
Hallelujah to Jesus. Now, when man sinned, when God breathed into man became a living soul. Not just a soul, it became a living soul. The life in the soul was the spirit. Is the spirit? Are you getting what I'm saying?
Mm.
It's the spirit that makes the soul alive. That's why neshama, the Hebrew word for breath, means spirit, soul, intellect, inspiration, divine inspiration. You get it? So in neshama lies the spirit, lies the soul, lies inspiration from the soul and inspiration from God. So it's a full load of the spirit and the soul together.
Mm.
That's what is the spirit that makes the soul alive. But when Adam sinned, what happened was that he became a dead soul.
Mm.
So he was functioning on soul realm, but no spirit realm. He was no longer a living soul. He became a dead soul. That's why those attempts to make people live on the soul. You see, the deception of the devil is just to keep you at the soul realm. Soul travel, so enlightenment, so just to make you a dead soul. The devil cannot make you a living soul. It's only God that made man a living soul.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only the new bed that makes man a living soul.
Mm-hmm.
The devil cannot make a living soul. So all he does to these people is giving all these junks and all these lies to, is that he's just making them more dead souls. And they feel that they are getting enlightened.
Mm-hmm.
And they feel that their souls are getting alive. No, their souls are not getting alive. See, if you actually understand the operation of the soul, if you sleep at night, your brain is at work, your soul is highly at work.
Mm.
Are you gonna say your spirit is at work 24/7 if you are born again? But if you're not born again, you sleep at night, your soul is at work, your 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 body is at work, and then your soul can touch the soul realm and you begin to enter into realms in the soul. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's the reason why even in your sleep at night, you can be having dream of things that happened in the past, or some things that you know even happened in the past.
Mm.
Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, of recent I've been seeing some dream, and like I wake up and I'm like, this thing did not happen in the past. Are you getting what I'm saying? But it's actually a past event. What is actually happening? What is actually that your spirit is for the born again Christian, your spirit is igniting your soul to tell you what actually happened in the past. You may not have been. I get what I'm saying.
Yes.
May not have been. And this is what the devil just tries to enlighten people here. That they take them. Somebody was talking about how somebody he was able to do soul travel, and by soul travel he was able to go to his past generations, and then from past generation he saw where there was a problem in the generational line, and he corrected it, and then he came back. Are you getting what I'm saying? And everything started working. Those are just, you know, lies from the devil, deception from the devil to just make us think that the soul of a sinner is alive. No, it's dead. But that soul is too powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes.
It can decode things in the past. Are you getting me?
Yes.
It can decode things in the past. At best, the past. But the future is only the spirit that can reveal that.
Mm.
Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
All right, so man became man was made by the word of God. Man was made by the breath of God. And that gave man the ability to rationalize the word of God. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
The original intent of God for man, which has not changed, was for man to what? Rationalize his words. That was God's original intent. And that intent has not changed. God wants man to rationalize his words. And you get what I'm saying?
Mm.
That was why the Bible says in Genesis chapter 2, I think there's 16 or thereabout, where he says, and he brought all the animals for Adam to name. So whatsoever name he gave them, that was their name thereof.
Yeah.
In other words, what God had decided to name them, he put that.
Verse 19.
Verse 19. All right, please, let's go right.
It says, and out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called them, called every living thing, every living creature, that was the name thereof.
That was the name. He didn't say that will be the name, or that is the name. He said that was. In other words, it was a past tense already in the heart of God. And to show that what God breathed into man was himself, man just operated in his past. Are you getting what I'm saying? Man operated in his past. Man operated in his previous thought. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes.
Praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
That's the power of being made in by God and being breathed in by God. It made man able to rationalize God's word. To rationalize God's word. Are we together? Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
So, sin made man unable to, you know, fully now rationalize it again. Because he could rationalize it after the fall. Are you getting what I'm saying? But after then, man was not rationalizing again because God was no longer talking to man. God was no longer talking. You see, through when Adam sinned, the next time after God talked was when Cain sinned. After Cain sinned, no talk again. It's as if God was only talking when man was sinning. Are you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then the next thing, he came with the law, and then he came with the prophets. So man could not rationalize because God was not speaking to man directly again. Are we together?
Yes.
Was not speaking to man directly again. Praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah to Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
And this the reason why the preaching of the cross is foolishness to them that what? That perish. That's how the preaching of the cross is what?
Foolishness
to them. Because they cannot rationalize. Are you getting me?
No.
They cannot rationalize the word of God because God is not speaking to them directly. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes.
Why? Not that God is not speaking directly, but because the devil has blocked their ears. God is still speaking, forever speaking, but their ears have been blocked, so they cannot actually rationalize what God is saying. And that's why the preaching of the cross becomes what? Foolishness to them. Also, the Bible makes us understand that the letters, you know, kills, and the spirit what gives life. Who does the letter kill? The letter kills the unsaved man. Why? Because his ear is blocked. Are you getting what I'm saying? Yes. His ear is blocked. He cannot hear. It only takes the spirit to give life, and the spirit can only communicate to the man whose spirit is alive. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes.
Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah. So it makes us understand the importance of, you know, being born again. Amen.
Amen.
Because you can rationalize even after the fall. Are you getting me?
Mm-hmm.
But you will not be able to rationalize because your ears have been deafened. Are we together?
Yes.
Your ears have been deafened. They have been deafened. They have been deafened.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much dangerous. Praise God forevermore. Let's see 2 Corinthians 3 verse 6.
2 Corinthians 3 and verse 6 says, "Who also has made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life."
Hallelujah to Jesus.
Amen.
You see, the letter what? Killeth. But the Spirit what?
Giveth life.
Giveth life. So why is that so? Because for the unsaved man, the letter would definitely kill him because his ears are blocked. They are blocked.
Yes.
They are blocked.
Mm.
The devil has blocked the ears. And
like what we have in 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 3 and 4. It says, "But if the gospel is hid, it is hid to them that are lost."
Exactly.
"In whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." And 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 18 says, "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God."
You see that? You see? So when we see that a man cannot rationalize the word of God, it's because his ears have been blocked. His ears have been blocked by the devil to ensure that he would not rationalize the word of God. And until the word of God is rationalized, you cannot walk with the Lord. Glory to God forevermore.
Hallelujah
to Jesus. Yeah, so and that's the reason why the letter will keep killing him. The letter will keep killing the man who is not saved. Just keep killing.
So before we go a little further, so what exactly, because now we have believers who, after spending some years, I know there has been some faulty foundations with discipleship over the years, but why do we now have believers that suddenly wakes up and says the Bible is stories, you know, an account that some people just put together, and so don't mind what is really inside the Bible?
Such situations come up because the Bible says, "Guard your heart with all diligence, for all of these flow the issues of life." You know, the word "guard" means to mount garrison. Such situations come up because those believers were not guarding their heart.
That means there's, you know, the ability to rationalize the word of God is still resting on how we position our hearts.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, the way we lead our hearts
exactly
as believers.
Exactly.
Okay.
And the Holy Spirit through our spirit man, the Holy Spirit actually leads our heart. You know, the word "heart" there basically in this verse of scripture would entail not just the spirit man, but majorly the soul. Because such situations come as a result of being reckless with the soul.
So all sorts of information, you allow it, pollution, the corruption in the world,
take poison left, right, and center. There are some things that I do not waste my time
listening to
or watching. There are things I don't waste my time reading. You know, I study and I research when I have to study. Are you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When I research, I say a lot of things when I'm researching. Are you get what I'm saying? But because the Holy Spirit has helped me and trained me, and is still helping me and training me, I know what to discard. I know what to pick up. Are you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But some people, they just take all manner. I call some people light-brained. Some people, they have what I call light-brained. And they just take all manner. And before you know it, it begins to make a mess of their faith. And so that's why we have to, if you know that this thing you are going to consume will disturb your faith, you don't need that new revelation you are looking at. Before it gives you new confusion, stay with the old time religion. If that's what will help you, stay with it. The old time religion helps some people, and they have gone to be with the Lord. They have finished their faith. They have finished their fight. They have fought the good fight. They have held the faith. They have kept the faith. They have finished their course, and they have gone.
I mean, we have a situation where it's clearly stated in scriptures: faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And then somebody comes tomorrow to tell some sets of people that when we're talking about faith coming by the word of God is not just the scriptures. You know, and they begin to tell you different ways the word of God appears, different ways the word of God, you know, exists and all that. Before you know it, your mind is corrupted. Then you are not able to rationalize the word of God anymore.
Yeah.
And so this is very important. Once you mentioned it, I felt it was important for us to bring it up, you know, that our level of rationality of God's word is dependent on the positioning of our hearts, you know, and how we guard, the extent to which we guard our hearts as children of God.
Yeah. Our heart is very, very important, and it's serious, because especially in these times where foundational Christianity is lacking, a lot of people don't have foundation in the faith, and all manner of things are happening. So if you can't guard your heart well now, it's all problem. Any rubbish will just enter in and mess up the heart. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
So it becomes very important for us to guard that. I think for me, I believe it's like I always say, when I hear some people say some seemingly new revelation, and I ask myself a question, okay, if I don't know this your revelation, will I go to hell? Will I live less than God has desired for me to live here? If I'm not going to go to hell by not knowing this your revelation, and I will live the life that God wants me to live here, then I think I can do without that your revelation that may bring about confusion to me. And I think Christians have to start, you know, walking in that light.
Yeah.
Are we together? It will help them a great deal. It will help us a great deal. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
It's only the Holy Spirit that can interpret the word of God to the spirit of man. Are we together?
Yes.
And when he does that, he gives life to the spirit of man. Are we together?
Yes.
And so if the Holy Spirit is not interpreting to our spirit man, we discover that it's death that is coming in. And number one, if the ears are blocked, if they are blocked, the Holy Spirit will try his best to reprove. But is it like, you know, for the unbeliever, the Holy Spirit is at the level of reproof, you know. He has not entered the level of interpreting. Let him first reprove. That means unclog the blocked ears. You know, let him open the blind eyes first. When he does that, he can now start, you know, communicating life into their spirit man. So that's the process they are in. Are you getting me? But that's not the case for the born-again child of God. When the born-again child of God wants to take himself to that level, I don't think it's going to be a good idea for the born-again child of God. Praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
All right. Now, the unchanging desire and intent of God to reason with man is seen in his invitation to Israel to reason with him. This invitation is extended to Israel and to what? The unsaved soul. Isaiah 1 verse 18.
Isaiah 1 verse 18 says, "Come now and let us reason together, okay? Saith the Lord, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool."
Who is God speaking to there?
I think a believer.
Let us reason together. If your sin be
as scarlet.
It's a sinner. He's speaking to the sinner. And he's saying the sinner should come, let them reason.
Wow.
This brings us back to Genesis chapter 3, where after the fall, Genesis chapter 3, verse 8 down, after the fall, God could still talk with man, and man could still rationalize the word of God. If he's telling the sinner, come, let's reason, that means the sinner can still rationalize God even as a sinner. But the reason why the sinner cannot rationalize God is because his ears have been blocked, his eyes have been blinded.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because from the original intent, God created man as the only being that can rationalize his word. Not even sin stopped man from rationalizing the word of God. But sin blocked the ears of man from hearing the voice of God and the word of God. And look at something in Genesis chapter 3 verse 8. Even at that point, sin had not blocked the ears of Adam from hearing God. Are we together?
Mm.
And let alone stopped him from rationalizing God. Are you getting me?
But if let's still go back to, if we begin from verse 16 of the same scripture, you can see God speaking, saying, wash you, make you clean, put away the evil of your doings from before my eyes, cease to do evil. Then 17 says, learn to do well, seek judgment, relieve the oppressed, judge the fatherless, plead for the widow. Then he now says, come. So I want to believe the sinner is already maybe in the journey of being reproved. You know, it's open already.
God is actually giving them an instruction to do.
Yeah.
Do this.
Before
do
you
this,
now come to
do me. That. Do this. And then he says,
Come,
let's reason together. This is Israel.
Yeah.
That's in a, you know, they've always been in a mess.
Yeah, if you start from the beginning, you see where.
In fact, what God saw in their hand, he's still seeing it in the hands of even the church today, because the Israelites are just the Old Testament type of the church today.
Mm.
And the church, we know how to criticize Israelites, but we don't know that we are just the Old Testament type. So basically, God, they were in a messed up situation, and he's telling them, do this, do that. Then he says, come, let's reason together. God's still just calling on the sinner.
Mm.
And he said, he tells
your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as.
By all means, I just want you
to come.
To come. I know you don't bath before you go to the bathroom.
Exactly.
You go to the bathroom to bath.
So, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So God is telling them, come. I can still reason with you. You can still reason with me. But for God to say, come, let's reason together, it means that man had gone, the Israelites had gone far from God. That is why they could not what rationalize God.
So I think it's best we move on to 19 and 20.
All right.
Okay, because come now, let us sing together. Say the Lord, though your sins be as colored, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. And 19 says, if ye be willing and obedient,
exactly.
ye shall eat the good of the land. And then 20 now says, but if ye refuse and exactly. rebel.
Exactly.
You know, yeah. So it's still an issue of being rational.
In the end, some
can still choose.
Choice.
You know, so if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured by the sword.
And you see, rationality was put by God in man.
Mm. Man just can't. He gave us power of choice.
Exactly. And man did not lose it due to sin.
Mm.
Sin only. If you go for that, God was speaking. He said. He was saying, and he was speaking to the Israelites, and he said, the Lord's hands is not short that he cannot save, neither ears deaf that he cannot hear. Mm. Say, but your sins are taking you far from me.
Mm.
So the issue is the distance we sin takes us away from God, that even when it looks like God is shouting, we can't hear because of his hand, and God is not using a mobile phone to talk with us. Yeah. I get what I'm saying? And number two, the way it blocks our ears, not only does sin take man far from God, sin also blocks the ears and blinds the eyes, so that man will not hear God, man will not see God. But the rationality is still there. So once the Holy Spirit, that's why the Holy Spirit keeps reproving. The act of reproving is opening the eyes gradually, opening the eyes. And sometimes it may take years. And the act of reproving is also unclogging the ears, the wax that has gathered there for the wax that sin has put. And then when the ears are unclogged and the eyes are open, automatically you just see that the rationality comes up. That is why the sinner now becomes convicted of his sin. And you see some of them crying.
Yes.
They believe with their heart.
Mm.
And they now confess with their mouth.
Mm.
Why? Because the rationality is locked in there. The ability to rationalize God's voice is locked in every man. It's in every man. every man. Sin just takes man far from God, blinds the eyes of man, and deafens the ears of man. So that man will not what? Will not hear God. Because if he hears God at all, it might be a story I heard about a particular couple. They were atheists. And so when they gave birth to their child, they said they don't want their child to know anything about God. Nothing about God. So they kept their child indoors without allowing the child to come out. So when the child was like 3 years old or thereabout, no school, nothing. This child must be de-godified. He must be indoctrinated to not believe that there's God. And what happened? The first day the child came out, and the child looked to the sky, looked to the side it was, and he said, "Oh my God!" The parents were confused. Where did this boy hear God? It makes you understand that I am. God is present in everyone. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Whether you recognize him or not.
All you do is either you give him his place or you don't give him his place. The rationality, the ability to rationalize God's voice is present in every man. It's only sin that blocks our ears, blinds our eyes, and keeps us far from God. So we cannot hear. Because the moment we start hearing, Romans 10 verse 17, faith coming by what?
Hearing.
By hearing. The moment we start hearing, the devil cannot stop it any longer. He can't stop it. Rationality will jump out. We just start rationalizing the word of God. And in the spirit of man, in the soul of man, is a hunger for the word of God. Are we together?
Yes.
Praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
Now, so the unchanging desire and intent of God to reason with man is seen in his invitation. We've seen that, okay, God wants man to reason with him, but only the saved man can reason with God and rationalize his word. Why? Because the saved man, his ears have been unclouded, his eyes have been opened, he's now not just close to God, he's now in God, so he can rationalize man or rationalize the word of God. But the unsaved man, the case is actually what? Is actually different. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
Praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
So, when man is able to rationalize the word of God, he becomes fully conscious of himself. Becomes what?
Fully conscious
of himself. And what is that consciousness he has? It's the consciousness that he is the image and likeness of God. That's the consciousness. That's a full consciousness. That was what the devil fought in Genesis chapter 3. That consciousness. The God says, night of everything in the garden, God knows that the day you eat of tree, you shall be like him. So in other words, we are not his image and likeness. And evil did not have full consciousness, fell prey for it. Once we rationalize God, we come to the place of what? Full consciousness about the image and likeness of God. Adam rationalized the word of God and lived conscious of himself as the image and likeness of God until Eve listened to the devil and Adam listened to Eve. He was conscious that he was the image and likeness of God until Eve listened to the devil and the devil listened to Eve. And you see,
Adam is listening to Eve.
And his problem was not a problem of rationalizing that, of consciousness that she was the image and likeness of God, because she knew that she came from the man. Are you getting what I'm saying? So she was conscious that, yes, she came from the man. But her problem was just the food was good for her. It was good for her. I wonder how to make someone wise. That was just what the problem was. Are you getting what I'm saying? But actually, that problem would have been sorted out by Adam, making her know that continuously that she is the image and likeness of God also, because she was taken from his side. Are you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so that consciousness should have just been there. And you don't need to be wiser. You're already wise. Like somebody was asking a question and said the tree that was in, and I made them understand that the tree that was in the garden, that center, that tree of knowledge was already in there. And they were looking, the devil, all the devil does is what he still does. He tries to make us look for what is inside of us outside. I will start looking for it outside, look for it outside, until you get lost in a wild goose chase and in the wrong search.
It was inside. But Adam, Eve thought that it was outside. Are we together?
Yes.
Now, Bible scholars make us understand that John the Baptist was filled, was indwelled by the Holy Spirit. This is in addition to the fact that he was the greatest Old Testament prophet and the ignition for the new creation in Christ. Now, Jesus, in view of this, the Father God revealed Jesus, the light, that's the Messiah, to John the Baptist. And John could rationalize the word of God. If you look at Matthew chapter 11, verse 11, and Luke 7, verse 28, we see that John was the greatest Old Testament prophet to live, and the least in the kingdom of God greater than him.
Matthew 11 says, verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there are not risen a greater than John the Baptist.
Yeah.
Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he.
You see, so this makes us understand that John the Baptist was the what? Was the greatest Old Testament prophet and the ignition for the new creation.
Mm.
Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so, the Holy Spirit indwelled him, and the Father God revealed Jesus, the light, that's the Messiah, to John the Baptist. And John the Baptist could rationalize the word of God. When the Father God was revealing to him, this is the Messiah, upon whom you see the Holy Spirit descend upon in the bodily shape of a dove.
Yeah.
That is the light. He could rationalize it. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
Also, the revelation of the Father God to John made him conscious of himself as not the light, but the voice of the forerunner of the light. You see, when the revelation of when the Father God reveals to you, when you can rationalize the word of God, you get self-consciousness. This is the deception the devil is selling in the world. Self, soul, enlightenment, dead souls, trying to get enlightened. Self-consciousness, to be conscious of your inner self, blah.
It only takes God to know you.
It only takes God to know you. Mm. And once you can rationalize the word of God, you become self-conscious.
Mm.
You become conscious of your true self. Are we together?
Yes.
When the word of God, when God revealed to John the Baptist that, see, this is the Messiah, this is time to know the light, John was conscious of himself.
Mm.
And his consciousness was that, I am not that light. I'm said to be a witness of that light.
Mm.
And he was so comfortable and fulfilled in the consciousness of who he is.
Mm.
We become unfulfilled in life when we cannot rationalize the word of God because we are not conscious of who we are. So we see ourselves trying to be somebody else. You see, that all the blah, blah, blahs, the changing yourself from male to female, the trying to be a particular, just insecurity and everything like that, all these things are the end result of what? Being on, not rationalizing the word of God. Once you can rationalize the word of God, you will just be conscious of yourself. You know that this is who you are. You are the image and likeness of God. And you know your purpose. I know my purpose and I'm fine in my purpose. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Mm.
I know what God has come to do and I'm very fine in what God has come to do. I'm enjoying it. I'm just sweet. I'm enjoying it. Are you getting me?
Yes.
Why? Because I am rationalizing on a daily basis the word of God. Are you getting me? Now, if you look at John chapter 1, verse 19 to 27, it's a lengthy one, but I want us to read it.
John chapter 1, 19 to 27. It says, and this is the record of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, who art thou?
Exactly.
And 20 says, and he confessed and denied not, but confessed, I am not the Christ.
Exactly.
Verse 21 says, and they asked him, what then? Art thou Elias? And he said, I am not. Art thou that prophet? And he answered, no. 22. Then said they unto him, who art thou? That we may give an answer to them that sent us. What sayest thou of thyself?
Mm-hmm.
And verse 23 says, he said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah. And verse 24 says, and they which were sent were of the Pharisees.
25, and they asked him and said unto him, why baptizest thou then, if thou be not that Christ, nor Elias, neither that prophet? And verse 26 says, John answered them, saying, I baptize with water, but there standeth one among you, whom ye know not. 27, he it is who coming after me is preferred before me, whose shoes latchet I am not worthy to unloose.
See that? So John rationalized the word of God, and he was conscious of who he was. I'm not that Christ, and I don't even want to be that Christ. This is who I am. I am a voice. I am the voice of the one crying. I know who I am. I know my purpose. I am conscious of who I am. I am self-conscious of who I am. That's what rationalizing the word of God does to you. You are secured in who you are in God. You are confident in who you are in God. You are not trying to be somebody else. You are just fulfilled being who God has made you. See, a lot of today we have a lot of second rates in Christian faith. We have a lot of competition in the Christian faith. Why? Because people are not rationalizing the word of God. It means people are not rationalizing the word of God. Ministers of God are not rationalizing the word of God. Church members are not rationalizing. Christians are not rationalizing the word of God. And that's why we're having a lot of challenges. Unnecessary competition that does not make sense. Crisis that does not have basis. Are you getting what I'm saying? When you rationalize the word of God, you are not in any crisis. I was giving an interview, and they asked me a question. Are you struggling? I said, I'm in my niche, so I'm not struggling. I'm in my niche, so I'm not struggling. If I'm not in my niche, I should not be struggling. By the grace of God, wake me up to teach. I'll teach. And I teach in a way that you'll be like, wow, wow, wow. Because I'm in my niche. Are you getting me?
Yes.
I'm rationalizing the word of God every day concerning my purpose, concerning who I am in Christ. So I can't struggle. In this area, I can't struggle. I'm amazed at how God does it. I can't struggle. But today, we have people who are struggling in the Christian faith. Why? Because we have refused to rationalize the word of God for us. Praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
Same way the Father God spoke to John the Baptist, he also speaks to the sent. Thus, the sent, by the ministry of the Holy Spirit, to the spirit man of the sent, rationalizes the word of God and is fully conscious of himself. Are we together? The sent is that's who we are. We rationalize the word of God. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes.
And we are fully conscious of who we are. If we are not doing that, then we need to sit back. Are you getting me? If we are not rationalizing the word of God, we are not conscious of who we are, then we have to sit back and start saying, why are we not rationalizing? Because for the sent, your ears are not blocked. Your eyes are not blind. You are not far from God. You are in God. So if I'm not rationalizing, hey, sit up and ask yourself, why am I not rationalizing?
True. I think that still comes back to, you know, the guarding of the heart issue.
Exactly.
We raised earlier.
Exactly.
Because you have no reason why you should,
exactly,
you know, lose confidence in the word of God.
Exactly.
You know, little things like, if the Bible is the word of God or it's just stories made up by men, it shouldn't even arise for the
belief.
It shouldn't arise for the belief.
If you are not rationalizing the word of God, then you go and start. You are not guarding your heart. Check your heart. You are opening your heart to many poison, many pollution. Go and start doing heart cleansing.
I think, like you mentioned some days back, I think in Bible study or where, you know, where you said the spirit man gets born again.
Yeah.
But many don't know that they are supposed to renew their mind, and renewing their mind is getting your soul born again.
Yeah.
You know, that's bringing the soul to the level of the regenerated spirit.
Yeah.
And then you also work on causing your body to become born again too. You know, so submitting it.
Present as a living sacrifice.
Exactly. So you see, many just, I'm saved, and that's all.
Oh,
grace. There is more to it. Otherwise, you will look like you were not saved.
Exactly.
Because when you are born again, but you cannot rationalize the word of God. It's
the word of God is not foolishness to you.
Exactly. When it's supposed to be, when it is foolishness to those who are not yet
saved. Yeah.
You can't claim to be saved, and then the word of God is not rational to you. Can't understand the word of God. The word of God is just
Greek.
Greek. You know, it's just
Arabic or I don't know, just strange.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just strange. You can even understand the newspaper than the than word of God. There's a problem.
It's a problem. It's a problem. And that problem has to be fixed. It has to be fixed. That problem has to be fixed. And I think when we begin to see it in this light, a lot of things will sit up.
Mm.
We'll sit up. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
So the word of God makes us fully conscious of ourselves as the what? As the righteousness of God in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 21.
2 Corinthians 5 verse 21 says, for he had made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be the righteousness of God in him.
All right. And it makes us conscious that we are what? New creations. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17.
2 Corinthians 5 verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become
new. Makes us conscious that we are joined. We are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Romans 8 verse 16 to 17.
Romans 8 16 to 17 says, the Spirit itself beareth witness that with our spirit that we are the children of God. And verse 17 says, and if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together.
And it also gives us the consciousness that we are the redeemed and blessed of the Lord. Galatians 3 verse 13 to 14.
Galatians 3 13 to 14 says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith.
It also gives us the consciousness that we are kings and priests. Revelations 1 verse 6 and 5 verse 10.
Revelations 1 verse 6, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. And Revelations 5 verse 10 says, and has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on earth.
And it makes us conscious that we are peculiar, holy, chosen, and royal. 1 Peter 2 9.
Peter 2 and verse 9 says, but ye are a chosen generation, royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous.
And it does also made us know that we are as Christ Jesus is. First John 3 verse 2.
1 John 3 and verse 2 says, beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.
All right, and then it makes us know that we are ambassadors of God here on earth. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 20.
2 Corinthians 5 verse 20 says, now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. Though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God.
So basically, this is who we are. If we are not living with this self-consciousness, means that something is preventing us from rationalizing the word of God.
Mm.
And that thing must be removed.
Amen.
It must be dealt with.
Amen.
So if you are not seeing ourselves, you are there, you are not seeing yourself in this light, it's time for you to start praying away, destroying, and whatever word to use. Get that thing that is not allowing you to see yourself in this light out of your life. Amen to Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Another great session of light from God's word, and I think a very good take home for the weekend.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
This aspect of guarding our hearts, you know, it keeps coming back again and again. You can't afford to be a child of God existing like an unbeliever.
No, permission.
That's because, you know, you're choosing to live recklessly as you know, a born-again Christian, one who has been redeemed, one who has been restored back into the family of God. Mm-hmm. You can't afford to live. It's just like a father having children that cannot reason with him.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how frustrating it would be to live such a home?
Yeah.
And so we should wake up, you know, and like you said, pray against everything that is blocking our ability to rationalize the word of God, mm-hmm. to be self-conscious, mm-hmm. you know, of who we are in God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like some people will say, oh, that thing you are saying is Bible.
It's Bible.
It's Bible. A pastor, leave that one. Hey, please leave that one. That thing is just Bible. Mm-hmm. You know, when I come across people who try to separate some part of their life from what God says, it baffles me. But, you know, from what we just studied, it's clear, you know, that just like the fallen man did not lose his power of choice after sin,
yeah,
we didn't lose our rationality.
Yeah.
But it depends on how we live our hearts, how we lead our hearts, how we allow, you know, God to really have access to our hearts.
Exactly.
You can be saved, but if you choose, okay, I'm just saved, but there are some rooms I will not open to the Lord Jesus. Mm-hmm. It's you just made that choice.
Mm-hmm.
So you see, the power of choice and rationality, they work pari passu.
Mm-hmm.
So the extent to which you open your heart to rationalize the voice of God is the extent to which, you know, you will operate, you know, that level of self-consciousness you should have in
Christ. Mm-hmm.
So this is something we should take home, and we shouldn't, don't play light on it,
mm-hmm.
as a child of God, so that you will not end up looking like one who has not been saved at the end of the day. May that not be our portion in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let's keep building on these revelations we are receiving from the book of John. I told somebody today that we've been on the book of John chapter 1 for the past 3 years. She asked again, three months, or I said 3 years. And she said, wow, so much in the book of John. And we've just been in chapter 1.
Yeah.
There is so much that God wants us to understand. And you see, this is part of the rationality. When you give yourself to really digging deep, to really understanding these details, we take our time to bring in dictionary definitions. We take our time to bring in, you know, Bible dictionary definitions. We take our time to look at 26 translations. To, you know, all this is because we are training our hearts,
yeah.
the right way,
yeah.
to rationalize the voice of God. So that tomorrow somebody does not appear from the moon.
Exactly.
Appear from the blues.
Yeah.
And say, oh, the way you are reading it. No. See, look, there are some things that are hidden. Like some say, the 66 books are not enough. Why did they remove so and so? Those are part of, you know, then they begin to confuse those who are not guarding their hearts.
Exactly.
And before you know it, you can't tell the voice of God, or the gospel now appears as foolishness to you.
Exactly.
Whilst you are supposed to experience the raw power of God from scriptures.
Amen.
May the Lord help us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Let's have a word of prayer as we close. Heavenly Father, we thank you for another great session in the study of your word. We thank you for how you have taken us this second week. Lord, we ask, O Lord, for the empowerment to be doers of your word and not just hearers alone. It shall not end with us hearing and discussing about what we have received from scriptures. We shall be empowered to indeed live out. We shall all be conscious of who we are in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We shall not lose our understanding that we have gotten from you in the name of Jesus. And day by day, we shall grow better and deeper with you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for every hearer. We thank you for every listener. We ask, O Lord, that this same grace to dig deep into your word and draw the juice, you know, enjoy the honey in your word, let it be released upon every listener in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
To your name alone be all glory and adoration. In Jesus' precious name, pray.
Amen.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this teaching. We believe you've been blessed listening to this teaching from God's Word. May your soul remain ever refreshed and revived. We would love to hear your praise report today. Kindly send it to us via email, chimdeoahunaministry@gmail.com. I would love to request, if you have not made the Lord Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, why not make it a date? Why not make this prayer today? Answer this call of salvation and repeat after me. Dear Abba Father, I know and accept that I am a sinner. I believe that you sent your Son Jesus Christ to die for me. I confess my sins to you and denounce sin and the devil. With my heart, I believe in and receive Jesus as my Lord and personal Savior. With my mouth, I confess the Lordship of Jesus over my life. Thank you, Abba Father, for making me your child and for making me a new creation. In Jesus' precious name, amen. If you want to give your love seed of any amount to Grace Life Komi Podcast, kindly use any of our giving channels available to give in dollars. You can send to Universal Merchant Bank, Ghana. Account number 0331545512013 with SWIFT code MBGHGHAC. And to give in CDs, you can still send via Universal Merchant Bank Ghana. Account number 0332545512017. And to give in Naira, you can send through Ecobank Nigeria, account number 554-102-0592. For further inquiries and mobile money payments, or even sending us a WhatsApp, kindly use the number +233-54-594-7132. God bless you. Jesus is Lord.